Got to say, we're enjoying our fun Friday out here at the K Ranch. We're about 10 minutes past Camden. It's a magnificent, I'm going to call it an equestrian sort of centre, of course. It's featuring the rodeo over the weekend, rodeo over the weekend. And, of course, the activities have been going all week and weekend with the extreme bull riding coming up 6 p.m. tomorrow night, then from 2 p.m. on the Sunday afternoon as well. So it's all action from go to woe, virtually 24/7. They're just starting now, the competition in the background, and it's, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. He's a local. He's actually seen this grow out of the ground. I think it was a little bit of a hobby that got carried away by Mick Carney, and he's a good mate of Mick Carney's. He's also a good friend of the Big Sports Breakfast and a great player from an era gone by as well. Darren Britt joins us in our studio here above the ring. G'day, Britty.
Hey, g'day. Good to be here this morning. Mick's done a fantastic job here to set it up to the facilities he's got here and to keep promoting it, to keep it going. So he's done a really good job, and it's good to come down here and have you guys here. It's
great for the community, though, too, isn't it, to have a setup like this where people come into town, they see what's going on. And I must say, I was shocked and blown away when I walked in here last night because I wasn't expecting anything like this.
I wasn't either.
It's pretty big. Yeah.
But just the area, like how many people it fits. But even, the bar areas and the foods and, the stables out the back and... It's just blown my mind, and I can see why now when people come out here, they get quite excited and they want to keep coming back.
Well, he's had other functions here too. He's had boxing and he has presentation nights here, so he's opens it to a broader audience. But, he's done a real good thing. It's something that was really needed here, I think, in Sydney. I think he classes as Sydney here, and there was nothing else. And there's a lot of horse people out there that want to be able to compete. And, he's just done a fantastic job.
Yeah, you've got that portable floor. I think it was about $35,000 that can put down, and that's how they can stage the boxing out there in the middle of the ring as well. So it is quite...
Well, he said he's busy all year round, and as you quite rightly mentioned, there's a lot of things that you can do in an area like this. What about yourself, mate? You've been a local out this way for, 20, 30 years now, I suppose. What are you up to?
Yeah, well, since when I left Orange to come down here to play footy, I've been living out here at Camden now, up at the Oaks, just 5 minutes past here. It's, it's my little, a nice little place there that I like to muck around with a few cows and whatnot. And also just got a drilling business, go around drilling water bores at the moment. We're pretty busy at the moment, so I'll give Britt's Drilling a plug at the moment if I can. Yeah, so anyone looking for a water bore? Ring Darren Britt.
Now, mate, here's the question. Of course, the Bulldogs and also the Magpies you sort of played with, but now your son's at the Rabbitohs. I want to know who you cheer for when you're watching on a weekend.
it's hard. I remember when...
It's good to have options, though, mate.
Yeah, that's right. He was mixed up with South in his early days Melbourne, and we went and watched the Melbourne-Canterbury Grand Final, and he was going for Melbourne, I was going for the Dogs, but there's a bit of rivalry there. But look, I don't watch a great deal of footy anymore, but I like to watch him and watch the team. So South is probably my team now.
It must be proud though, Brittany, to have a son that's played NRL and to go and watch him every Sunday. You can then sort of get a greater sense of what it must have been like for your parents watching you play first grade and then go on and play for New South Wales in Australia.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him and what he's achieved. He's had he's gone through three shoulder recos, so he's had a lot of stop and starts in his career, and it's held him back a fair bit. But perseverance has got him there, and he knows that he's just got to keep sort of proving himself each week because he's only sort of on the fringe type of player. But his heart's there, so that's the main thing.
I think. That teaches them good lessons, not only through football, but in life, about being resilient and being tough and, bouncing back when you have a bit of a setback. And I think that's a good thing to learn early, as much as that sounds bad.
It is. Because, in business now, you get knockbacks all the time, like knocked down, you think you just brush yourself off and right, we'll go again. And the footy taught me that. That's the great thing about sport.
The pathway system's a little bit different now too, isn't it, compared... What's been one of the biggest differences from when you came through the ranks as a player than you've seen now with your son?
Well, the biggest difference, I don't know. Like it's so many...
I'll tell you a big difference
production
in a minute.
Line.
Money.
No. I'll tell you a big difference in a minute.
The production line of people, I think there's more kids there these days. that when I come through, I never really had any grand plans of, as a kid, playing, coming to Sydney and playing. It just sort of fell in my lap sort of thing. And I'm so grateful that it did. But to these blokes, they get it in their head from early, from a young age. They get picked as a lot younger now, you know, 13, 14, and they get put on these programs. So there's a lot more to it to get there. And then there's a lot of disappointment in the, a lot of young blokes that just don't make it. You know, it's a pretty disappointing thing. And I think a lot of them kids need a bit of help.
Yeah, they do. And we've had the tragic loss of life, haven't we? I guess I'll say the under-20 guys who have put all their eggs in one basket, unfortunately, and it doesn't quite work out with them, whether it's through talent or form or
injuries,
unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the big differences in today's environment is probably what they call the drinking culture as such. I mean, when we were playing and coming through in the late 80s, early 90s, one of the best things to do was to enjoy having a beer with your mates, and they don't do it these days, you know.
I remember a couple of years ago, I was out at Parks, went to watch a game of footy out there, and it was a Cronulla and Para game. I met up with the coach after, and we're at the Lewis Club out at Parks. I don't know if you know it. Anyway, all the players come in, and there's a lot of people there wanting to meet the players, but they've all gone out to the poker machine room. And I said to the coach, I said, well, what's going on there? He said, oh, Brittany, they can't drink. I said, oh, bullshit, that's no good, you know. I said, but you're creating a bigger demon by letting them go in there, punting on them poker machines and sitting out here and having a quiet lemonade or whatever, wanting to talk to the players.
Yeah. It is. It's like when you see a full-time whistle go in the NRL now, just talking from days gone by, where they tend to have a chat on the field because they never get to catch up with each other. But in the old days, of course, you'd go to the Leagues Club.
Leagues Club, have a beer, come back
and have a drink.
That's right.
Well, that was one of the best things about footy. If you had a win, to go back in the shed and sing the team song and have a beer, and you'd sit there for an hour and you'd have three or four beers or more. Before you sort of went home or went back to the club. But when you were playing at the Bulldogs, they've always been a successful club. Didn't have the best of year this year, and I know you're good mates with Dino. How are they going to bounce back next year, and what made them so successful in the era that you played with them?
I think there's definitely a club has to have a culture, and you know, you just got to have the right mix of people in there to keep it there and not stray away from it. You know, this year I think Dean's going to have I'm hoping he'll have a good year, but realistically I think they might struggle a bit. You know, I hope they go really well, but you know, it's a slow progression. I think it's going to take to get back to where I think he'd like to be, like even a top four, something like that.
Well, it looks as though they've got to release David Clemmer.
Yeah,
well, he's their best forward. It looks as though he's going to Newcastle, so it's a slow rebuild for Dean.
It is. It frees a lot.
And they've got to be patient with him.
They do, and that's the thing. I hope the hierarchy understand that. You know, we've picked you. We think you're the right person for the job. We'll stick by you. And I just hope that that happens, because I know when Chris Anderson was there, and he had, you know, Peter Moore, they'd given him everything he wanted, and I just hope the club does the same thing for him.
Yeah. They'll be very, very patient the more wins he has.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that just... Yep. Hey, Darren, thanks for your time. Thanks for getting up, making your way to K Ranch. John from Moorbank says, TK and Loz, I reckon Britty would have given the bar there at the K Ranch a bit of a workout.
Yeah, well, they've got a lock on it, so they knew I was in here. So
quick story before we go. Britty was good mates with a mate of mine, Jason Lydon, played with Lido. This is how times have changed. I wasn't playing this weekend. We're playing the West boys, so I come down on the Friday. I said, boys, we'll go for a beer on a Friday. No, I can't drink Friday night. Johnny Bailey was the coach. He said he's got us on a booze ban when we turn up Saturday.
Breathalyzer.
Yeah. So they put him on the breathalyzer Saturday morning. So I thought, oh, right.
No trust, is there?
I won't get a chance to have a beer with them. They train. They come home and they said, right, we'll go for a beer. And I said, oh, it's the day before the game. And they go, no, that's what we've been doing now. He won't test us the morning of a game. Yeah. But he texts us.
Saturday afternoon at the Bradbury Hotel.
It's only a reward if you're not involved, isn't it?
Oh, they found a loophole.
Yeah, that's right. You always got to look out, don't you? You look for something.
Darren, thanks so much for your time, mate.
No worries.
Great to catch up.
Good to see you again, Brittany.
No, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend of extreme bull riding here at K.
Yeah, I'll make an appearance here.